One thing you can be sure of with this Ukraine crisis, and that's that the U.S. intelligence is straining every nerve to figure out what the heck is going on. Like, where exactly are the Russian troops, and what are they doing? One of the oldest tools in the intelligence toolbox is still one of the best, the original eye in the sky, the U-2 spy plane. Only it seems the Air Force now wants to phase it out after almost 60 years in service. I've got lots of questions about that, and the world's Chris Wolf has been digging into the story. So remind us what exactly the U-2 is, Chris, and what it does.
It's a high-flying reconnaissance plane. And when I say high-flying, we're talking 70,000 feet. That's like 13 miles up in the sky.
Right, twice the height that most aircraft, commercial aircraft, fly.
Exactly. And it looks remarkable. It's a long, thin, pencil-shaped kind of plane with these enormous wings. I mean, wings are so big that it has actually little, what they call pogos, at each end when it takes off, which like fall out once it's into the air. And then they have these skids so that when it lands, the wings actually like hit the ground and skid along.
Wow.
Just because it's such a remarkable piece of hardware that it has to have all these special qualities to get so high up in the sky.
So it's been in service for almost 60 years. How did the U-2 plane actually get its kind of historic start?
Well, you got to remember the height of the Cold War. Suddenly there was this incredible need to find out what is actually going on in Russia. You remember all the Cold War movies about the bomber gap and the missile gap. They had no way. There were no satellites back then. And the Russians were very aggressive, the Soviets, in shooting down any planes that would try and get into their airspace. So they decided they needed something that could go above Soviet air defenses and above the radar, they thought, and see what was going on. And it was incredible, the amount of intelligence that just a single flight could gather. Like Eisenhower, who was president at the time, personally took an interest and supervised each mission, guiding, you know, to specific places. You know, on the one of the first flights, the first week they were deployed in 1956, they were able to figure out, there is no bomber gap. Mm. There's these nine bases we checked out with this one flight, not a bomber in sight.
Now, the U-2, some might remember that one was shot down in Russia, that was in the USSR with pilot Francis Gary Powers aboard. Is that right?
That's right, yes. There was a major diplomatic incident at the time.
And we'll remember during the Cuban Missile Crisis under JFK, those pictures, those aerial photographs of missile launchers in Cuba. Were those taken by a U-2 spy plane?
They were indeed. In fact, one of the U-2 pilots was killed trying to get more pictures. He was shot down. But yes, those pictures were picked up by a U-2. And it's still going strong.
Yeah, how effective is it after 60 years?
It's being phased out. It's not because of obsolescence. It's one of the most useful things that the U.S. has for finding out what's going on, as they say, on the other side of the hill. For example, just recently in 2011, the big tsunami and earthquake in Japan, we need eyes on that reactor now to see what is going on. So it's going to take however many days for a satellite to be in the right place, but we can get a U-2 there this afternoon. So one took off from the base in South Korea, and pretty soon they were able to gauge this is a problem, but it's not a catastrophe yet.
So why does the Air Force now want to get rid of it? I mean, whatever happened to if it ain't broke? I mean, much less if it's good, don't fix it.
The Army wants them. The Army's top commander in South Korea just told Congress last month that it's an invaluable tool for helping him trying to figure out what's going on in North Korea. But the Air Force wants to try to switch to an entirely drone-based system. They've been trying to push this for more than 10 years now.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how much of this is being pushed by, you know, drone technology that's smaller and cheaper than a U-2?
That's the problem. It's not cheaper. I'm not an aerial engineer. I can't figure out why it is. But the drone flights cost about 3 times as much per hour as a U-2 flight. So legislation's been written that you can't dump it completely until the new system is cheaper. But the problem is now they're running 2 systems, the drones and the U-2s, and that's very expensive. And so the Air Force wants to phase out the U-2. Could still well be going till 2023, but we'll have to see what happens when Congress looks at the defense policy bill, which is taken up next week.
The world's Chris Wolf. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.